Now, how did this all start? How did you get involved with lentils, I guess, would be the first question.
I was traveling, landed in Sydney. I had it in the back of my mind that we have a lentil in Sydney. And I dropped in to have a look. And obviously, I got very hooked up.
I feel like that's the way that a lot of people come to lentils. Anything, they just come for food, for friendship, to see what's going on, and then they just never end up leaving. It's a great community of people that kind of embrace everyone who comes through the doors, and that's definitely sounds like what's happened to you as well. So then you've started this photography project, essentially called Humans of Lentils. How did that come about? Where did that idea come from?
So Lentil is, it's not just a restaurant, they also have a lot of workshops happen there on the upstairs space. And by the time I began going there more often, there was a workshop called the Artists Circle, where all the artists came together to sit and talk and encourage one another. And the lady who was running the group, he had a look of my photographs, and she was like, you have talent and you're very good, you should keep doing more of it. And basically, I like my photographs, but they don't have really any story behind them.
Okay.
And then she was like, we have like, a project of like Humans of Newtown.
Yeah.
And then basically she gave me the idea to begin doing Humans of Lentils.
Absolutely fantastic.
And once she said it, I was like, that's it.
And you're hooked, and it's all history from there.
Yeah.
That's incredible, and it's a beautiful way to tell stories as well and integrate that kind of connection with photography and to really give yourself a space to be creative in as well. And I think that that's a fantastic thing that Humans of Lentils do as well. Are people willing to participate in the project? Is it something that people are kind of really open and forthcoming about getting involved?
Well, it took me quite a while to build up my confidence.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, I would say I was even getting the interviews done through Facebook.
Okay.
I wasn't even there yet to have face-to-face interviews. But it all gradually developed. I understood that I prefer when people tell the stories rather than write them.
Mm.
And now, when people are beginning to see more purpose behind the project, and there's already been over 55 interviews made, so
wow,
people are not that afraid of it anymore.
Yeah.
They are not sitting on a fence. Now they want to come and actually participate.
That's incredible. What sort of stories have you heard? Have you been surprised? Do you have any favourite stories that you've kind of taken down that you've been involved with?
Well, there is a pattern evolving, and one of the main patterns, I would say, is that Lentil saved my life.
Wow.
Because a lot of people who come and volunteer there have a backstory of how they came to Lentil, how they found Lentil. And because Lentil is such a lovely place, such a supportive and very awesome community, it has had a very huge impact on people's lives.
I can totally see that, because a lot of the people that I know who I've come in contact with, I get the exact same stories. It's always the same vibe. It's that this beautiful community has come at a real time of need. And for so many people, it must be a very humbling thing to be able to share these stories with people. It must be quite a personal thing to have to do with people as well.
Of course. I mean, it opens your eyes, because first you just walk around to a restaurant, you see the same people all day. You even, at one point, you get tired of people. But once you really begin to understand them and see them as people who have passed and their stories, it just builds a lot deeper relationship with them.
Where are you hoping the project will go? Are you hoping that more people will participate, we get more stories out there, you get a bit of a bigger community? Are you hoping for people outside of the Lentils community to get involved? Where are you hoping it'll go in the future?
I will see it continue.
Yeah.
As long as Lentil, as anything is there. I am just building the platform, putting it together, and if I should step out, I would really hope that someone would pick it up and continue doing it.
What space does it exist in? Where are we finding this? Is this on Facebook? Is it on a website? Where are we finding this online?
At the moment, there's a Facebook page. You can look it up. Humans of Lentils Newtown, and it's also on Instagram, just humans of lentils.
Wonderful. Anything that's on Instagram or Facebook, I'm totally on board with. All the socials are a good time for everyone.
Please, have a look.
I have. It's incredible. And the photography that you do have is really beautiful as well. And I think that it captures, you can have written words and you can have interviews and you can have that kind of story being told, but there's a certain story that photographs tell as well. And that's what I think is so beautiful about this project, because you get a whole other dimension to a person and to a being. And to really look at them in that form as well gives a whole new meaning
well,
to
you mentioned photographs. I shoot only on film, so vintage, not digital, which means I literally I take only like maximum five, six photos of each person.
Okay.
And then one of them has to come out.
Wow. That was it hard to choose?
No. Usually there's always one which is the right one, and then the rest are like
backups, just
in. Yes.
There's one that stands out and you're like, that one, you guys can go now.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's such an amazing project. It's something really beautiful that I think brings a community together and lets a community be exposed to people in the wider community, in the wider Sydney community. It's something everyone should check out. It's on Facebook, Humans of Lentils. Martin, thank you so much for joining us in studio this morning and sharing a bit about your project.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.